Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
8:43 to Washington, and Jared Halpern, who just recently tweeted, X'd that President Biden's campaign raised $127 million in June, the best month of the campaign. Jared, did much of that money come before or after the debate?
Well, most of it came before, since we're talking about the entire month. But one thing that the campaign certainly is pointing out is that about $38 million of it was raised in the 4 days after the debate. So as you see, at least some of the Democratic establishment start to coalesce, start to circle the wagons here around President Biden. That is one thing that his campaign is sure to tout, right, is that there is still an awful lot of energy. There is still a lot of grassroots support. Money is still coming in. This campaign still remains very viable. You have seen some polling that has shown the horse race, at least metrics, not shifting so much after the debate as some Democrats had feared it would. Now, that being said, it has not calmed a lot of nerves from an awful lot of Democrats, particularly those who may be in tough down-ballot races. That's one of the concerns that at least some House and Senate Democrats have voiced, is that this is not just about the presidency. This is about control of the House, control of the Senate. They worry about those down-ballot races. That is one of the things they're asking President Biden to consider as he is kind of facing these questions about his future as the Democratic nominee.
How will his campaign manage the schedule over the coming days? I mean, you want to be able to show a pace that he is up to the test, but at the same time, it's a grueling campaign. You don't want to exhaust a candidate no matter how they are performing.
Yeah, listen, I think that's going to be a big test, too. Now, the president has some events today. He has some official events. He's got some campaign fundraisers this evening. I think those are going to be closely watched. What does the president say at these fundraisers? How is his sort of message? What's his energy level like? How is he interacting with those in attendance, those supporters? All big questions, right? But I think to your point, you're right. There is going to be a lot of pressure on his schedulers to show that he can keep a robust schedule, that his energy is up, that he can perform late into the evening and all the things that go into being both a president and a candidate for president simultaneously.
Indeed, Jared Halpern, part of our live team coverage in Washington. Jared, thanks.